Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, welcome to an hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and we are going to have so much fun today because we are going to be talking about slob-proofing a house. Yes, S-L-O-B, proofing a house. Do you have members in your household that you really think they came from another planet where they never, ever had a clue about wiping their feet, taking care of things, keeping things tidy? Well, if you're one of those people that you look around your house and say, why even bother? My guest today, Debbie Weiner, is a lady you must meet. She is wonderful. We're going to be talking about how you can slob-proof real-life design solutions your home. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Oh, Donna, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me right before my slobs come home.
Oh, my goodness. Do they get upset with you, your family, when you say that on the
No,
air?
They're the slobs behind my success.
That,
I think they're very proud of it.
Well, I know most women, and there are some guys, too, but most gals, if they're anything like me, I've got two Scottish Terriers, Kenzie and Victor, and they have the wonderful ability of being able to bring in an acre of dirt on their little eight paws every day. And we have the most exciting dirt in the world, as I think every woman would proclaim. That is, it's a black dirt. We have no idea what's in it, but it's black. So if you have anything that's light, you just look at it and you just sigh after you clean the floor. You go, and then, of course, the front doorbell rings, and you have the president of your husband's company that's there, and you just look at him and go, I think I want to die. I would like to go to Paris for a weekend and avoid this whole thing. Let's talk about avoiding this feeling of frustration. Tell us a little bit about your story.
Well, first, you have to change your mindset, because I started out as one of those who thought that the home should look pristine and perfect, ready for any magazine editor who might knock on the door and want to do a photo shoot.
Absolutely.
Every room in the house looked as if a human being had never set foot in it. And as fast as we had company leave for the evening, I would be in those rooms straightening and primping to make sure that once again they looked as if no one had ever entered the room. And, you know, having kids really did change my mindset, because first, I didn't have the time to care, and secondly, I had better things to do with the little bit of time that I had.
Mm-hmm.
So my family helped me to change. I couldn't change them. They had to change me. And as spots and spills occurred, I decided this was not worth stressing over. So I really changed my own home, and then I brought that same attitude to friends, family, and most importantly, clients. Really, the people in your home matter so much more than the furnishings. And if you plan for the worst case scenario and you buy furniture and decorate your home this way, you're going to be happier. Your furniture is going to last longer. And in the end, you get a bigger bang for the buck. Every dollar you spend on home furnishings is going to go farther and last longer. And let's start with the first rule for slob-proofing your home.
Okay, Deb, let's just stop here for a minute, because I want my audience to know, just as you've said, and I'm going to quote from your book, you're a strong advocate for the cleaning impaired and the decorating challenged, and you're also the owner of your own company, Designing Solutions, and you have mydesignsolutions.com and also slobproof.com. You're a full-service interior design firm, and you specialize in durable, cleanable, family-friendly interiors with personality, comfort, and value. I'm quoting right from what you've got here. And you've been featured in all kinds of things. So, okay, gals and guys out there, take a look at what's around you. Take a deep breath, because I guarantee you this is not painful. This is actually fun. Debbie's book is a hoot. slob proofing. I mean, it's just absolutely wonderful. And I just, I love your tips. I just love your tips. But let's go with step number one. What's that in your book?
Step number one, ban neutrals from your home. I want you to start thinking of beige and every color that is a version of beige as an endangered species. Let it die out. Don't let it live any longer. And ban the beige carpet, the beige walls, the beige sofa. Anything beige, it's got to go, because a person who lives with slobs will learn very quickly color is camouflage, and you can't live without it in a home full of pets, kids, sloppy spouses, and slobs in general. So as you replace that carpet, as you repaint the room, as you recover the sofa, the color you need to use is right at the end of your nose. Look at the spots on the floor. Look at the stains on the sofa. If
red
there's
wine.
A lot of red, recover in red. If there's, like your Scotties, a lot of dark dirt on the floor, a dark green, blue, gray, brown, they're going to make better choices. And in the end, you will preserve your sanity and avoid taking antidepressants. And that's what it's all about. Coming home, being happy, and not worrying about it.
Well, you know what? You've got a number of tips that I think are great. And again, I know I just have to take a deep breath. I had company this morning, and I just took a look at it, and I just said, take a deep breath, count to 1,000, we'll use the closet. We will pretend that we've just had a maid come in, and the floors are spotless, but they weren't, because my Scotties, it had been raining here in the Pacific Northwest. Not only do we get dirt, but we have this wonderful, wonderful item called pine needles.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Oh, they are so nice. They get into anything and everything, and they seem to have a personality of their own. I swear, they come like walking sticks with their own personal specialty of moving exactly where you don't want them to go, and they show up. You think you vacuumed, and they, I don't know, they just have this wonderful personality of their own. So you have these things that you go through, but you make a comment about rugs. And here in the Pacific Northwest, and I know I've got listeners all over the country, and they all have their own challenges, but the front entryway, you get so much dirt that comes in, and not a lot of people in our neck of the woods necessarily remove their shoes. In fact, my husband is just a great one for coming in from the wet, muddy outdoors, and I think, you're going to remove your shoes? No, what do you want for? The tracks and the pine needles go across, you know, the entryway into wherever. And of course, my Scottish Terriers could care less. So you have this, but you mentioned something about small rugs that can be easily cleaned. And give us some tips about that.
Well, definitely at your front door, you need to have a small area rug that's absorbent, colorful, and patterned, so that pine needles, dirt on dog paws, any remnants on the soles of our shoes, something absorbent so that we try and trap it by the front door before you walk through the rest of the house. And ideally, if it's a rug that is small enough and inexpensive enough to be sent out for cleaning or disposed of when you're done with it, that's your best option. And I wouldn't hesitate to look at what you can put outside the front door as well.
Mm-hmm.
A large, oversized, thick grass or cycle rug. I even have a polypropylene, totally synthetic, large area rug on my front porch before you even walk through the front door. My goal is to try and keep as much of the dirt outside as possible. And then if you do make it into the house with dirt on your shoes, I do have a very colorful, highly patterned, small area rug at the front door to kind of provide my second line of defense, if you will. And if it gets ruined, if some accident occurs, it's small enough and inexpensive enough that I can roll it up, stick it in the trash, and put down a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is try and keep as much of that dirt outside or at the front door as you possibly can, so that the rest of the house, you know, you don't want to feel or hear a crunch under your shoes as you walk through a house full of pine needles, or in my case, in the fall, it's just, you know, leaves.
Oh, that's another one. Yeah.
It's So we're going to do what we can outside the front door and just inside the front door to give ourselves a line of defense, and then we're going to hope for the best.
I love hardwood floors. I am so grateful for them, and it is when we put them in our house, what a relief. A lot of carpet disappeared, and that was, again, with having animals, that was something that was a significant upgrade. You talk about the types of hardwood floor, and there's a difference with hardwood floors. You have something that's like the pergos where and other flooring of that type that you can get at different facilities, but it doesn't necessarily have the hardness that you would want. What would you recommend when it comes to doing flooring that's going to be easy clean? Most of the gals and guys I know today hardly have any time to keep up with cleaning, so they want it as easy as possible.
I couldn't agree with you more. And hardwood is probably what we find in most homes across the United States. I'm not a big fan of pergo. That's just me personally. I feel that you can tell that it's a plastic or laminated material, and oftentimes it sounds funny underfoot, much different from a real hardwood or an engineered hardwood. But I think the key to getting a wood floor that's really going to hold up in your house is to just take a good look at what your options are out there. Many floors come with beveled edges that have a little recessed groove between planks. Stay away from them. They trap pet hair, they trap dirt, and you'll be forever trying to get it out of those little beveled edges where the planks meet one another. I also think that a medium stain or a natural stain is a far more practical choice than a very light or very dark stain, simply because, especially with pets and nails, and my kids have baseball cleats in the spring and soccer cleats in the fall, floors are going to get scratched. So trying to have a stain on either in a dark ebony or in a light color, it's going to scratch off in certain places where you can't help but have some abuse. So something natural or medium in tone is going to camouflage them better. But even another great choice, if you think your family is going to be that hard on a new hardwood floor, there are floors available that are hand scraped, meaning they already look distressed and irregular when you buy them. And they're not appealing to everyone, but I happen to find them very attractive for one big reason. They can't look any worse after my slobs have walked on them. And they're great at camouflaging dings and dents that occur in a house that has a lot of kids and a lot of pets. I had a client with three dogs. We chose a hand-scraped hardwood floor. You can't tell what goes on that floor because it came in already with the irregularities that the dogs would eventually put on the floor. So shop wisely. Know what your options are. Check the hardness ratings of the different species. Stick to a finish or stain that can't come off when scratched, and avoid floors that have those beveled edges where dirt and hair is going to be trapped. Be a smart shopper. Test drive it in your home first. You wouldn't buy a car without driving it. Don't get a house full of hardwood flooring without sticking a sample in really hard-wearing areas of your house, waiting a week, and seeing how it performs.
Good suggestion. Now, you also have in that section of your book, you have a whole section devoted to flooring, and there's information on carpeting, et cetera. But let's move ahead with a little bit with furniture, because we have times today where people, if they're going to buy furniture, they really want to get the most for their dollar. And if they have a family and you've got a bunch of animals, I mean, let's face it, your furniture is really going to take a tremendous beating. I don't know about other people, but I don't swap furniture that frequently. It takes me a long time usually to decide what I want because I have my preferences, and I want to be sure that it's going to be hardy enough. And one of the things that I have found that's just driven me nuts, you go and you get a piece of furniture, and when you first get it, it seems like it's just fine. And then within a year, after you've invested maybe $1,000 or $2,000, let's say, or even more, I mean, it's just really expensive, like buying a new couch or something today, you find that the seat collapses. The materials that have been used are so poor they cannot hold up to a lot of use. Let's talk about furniture, fabric, and stuffing, and what do we look for?
Well, first and foremost, we have to look beyond the good appearance in a store and think about how a sofa or chair is made. It's kind of like looking at the bones on a skeleton. If the frame isn't quality underneath all that padding and fabric, it's not going to hold up over time. The chair seat is going to sag a bit. Arm is going to get loose. You really need to start with a quality frame, and generally that's made from hard wood that's been kiln dried, so all the moisture is taken out, screwed and glued at all the corners, and then doweled and blocked where stress points occur, especially where the arm is attached to the body of the sofa. And even if you don't understand all of this, the one thing you can be sure of is if it's not well made at the very base in the frame and the skeleton of that seating, it won't hold up. Second thing to consider, just as you pointed out, Donna, is the padding in the cushion itself. Most of the time when we're shopping in a store, we're not told that we have an option to upgrade the seat and back cushions from standard foam to something that's going to last a little longer, like a spring core frame wrapped in foam, wrapped in down, or spring down, which is one of my favorite seat cushions. If we ask, we'll find out that for a small upcharge, we can dramatically upgrade the cushion. And ideally what we want is a chair cushion that after being sat on and being bounced on and being laid on, it's going to spring right back to its original shape, and foam over time will flatten out. And finally, what we see is what we get. And if you choose a poorly made fabric that isn't intended for a lot of abrasion and a lot of heavy use, well, you know it's going to look bad in 6 to 9 months. So, again, you want to ask, what are your options when you're choosing fabric for your new sofa and chair? Can you perhaps get your own fabric and bring it into the store and have them put it on the sofa and chair 99 out of 100 times? That's allowed. We want to choose fabrics that are thick, that don't pull, don't move when we pull on the fabrics. Hold up the sample to the light. If you can't see through it, that's a good indication of how tight the weave is. And again, test drive it. If you're about to invest $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 in a sofa, ask if you can bring a fabric sample home. In my house, we have the Jacob test. The fabric goes under Jacob's seat in the kitchen. A week later, we take a look. If we can clean it up, it passed the test, it's going to work great in the family room.
Well, there you have it. That is very important. And, again, each room or wherever, whatever you've got in your home, depending on your circumstances, when we think about it, our homes, we put a lot of money into them. And most people are going to want, unless they're exceedingly wealthy, they're going to want their furniture, their items to last a while. And when you have cushions and you have couches, and like you said, people sleep on them. You might have somebody in the family that's got a real oily skin. I know that's the way it is in our family. My goodness, they can put their head or whatever on the couch, and all of a sudden you look at it and go, gee, that's a funny color. Where did that come from? Or somebody's, you know, been walking around in the mud, and the next thing you know, they've got their feet up on your couch, and of course you want to kill them. But those are the facts of life. That's what living is. And so there's a lot to be considered. Now, let's move to another aspect of the house, and that's the windows. And every room is different. And I don't know about any of our listeners, but I know in our home, when the home was built, they had the heating units in many of the rooms directly underneath where windows were placed. And I'm sure there was a very logical reasoning for that. But when you have drapes or something like that, your materials become very dirty. And one of my pet peeves is, depending on what room you're in, if you have a heating unit that is in the floor that's close, you've got dust and stuff that comes up through that unit, depending on what it is that you've got for your furnace. And that material or whatever you've got on your window for window covering, that is going to be affected. And so you have to look at materials. And in the kitchen, with the windows we've got, I just sort of hold my breath. I finally went with a very nice lace that I could wash whenever I wanted and put it up, you know, in just a matter of minutes. Do it, and then I've got a nice, attractive look around my window. But it is amazing how the dirt, dust, you know, dampness, all kinds of things. Grease in the kitchen can affect what you've got. Let's talk about window treatments and what we can do to have things look attractive and yet be utilitarian.
Well, you've really hit the nail on the point. You do have a problem with dirt, grime, sticky hands, draperies that hang to the floor and shedding pets that rub by them.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of issues when it comes to windows, and yet they're really essential in every home to control light and to give yourself some privacy. I personally prefer shades and blinds that go up and down on the window from the top of the sill or window frame to the bottom of the sill. And I prefer those over draperies that hang to the floor along the right and left side of a window. I prefer them because I think they last longer and stay good looking longer than a drapery made out of fabric, not to mention they're usually much less expensive. And if kids are an issue, as they are in my house, and I worry terribly that my boys will pull on these shades to get some privacy and just rip it right from the frame of the window, not knowing their own strength or at least not being careful, many window blinds and shades come with remote controls. And it really doesn't cost a whole lot more to put shades and blinds on a remote control, especially if we're talking about a teenager's room with many windows or a family room with hard-to-reach windows when you want to take a glare off the TV.
Mm-hmm.
So consider putting everything on remote controls. It'll give you such peace of mind to know that no hands covered in tomato sauce or nachos or salsa are going on your shades and blinds. And the materials that are available today are totally wipeable and scrubbable. Natural woven reed and grass shades not only look organic and are a green alternative in homes, but you can wipe them, Donna. Virtually any cooking oil or grease that would get on one of these shades could be wiped off. And you can put them on a remote control as well. I always try and think of myself as a wrestler on Friday night's SmackDown wrestling. And these two fighters are in the ring, Donna, and one of them is fighting fair, and the other one is being given folding chairs and tables and buckets and stools and all kinds of things to slam into his opponent. And I see myself sometimes as the fighter without the tools in his hands. You walk into the ring thinking you know what you're in for, and all of a sudden tables and chairs and buckets are thrown at you. In my own family room, I tried to anticipate what my kids could do. I put in blinds on remote controls. I banned all the neutrals. I put in a colorful patterned carpet. And nevertheless, they came at me with things I didn't think of, like football during football season being thrown through the room.
Oh.
All kinds of things can occur, even playing video games. Using a Wii, they're moving around the room and things are getting knocked over. If you put yourself in that position, if you think of yourself as the fighter in the ring, not knowing what's coming next, you're going to make better decisions. And even though I clearly demonstrate you can't think of everything, you can be better prepared. And windows on a remote control are just one of those things that you might not ever have thought of, but we are a remote control society now. And it's not a whole lot more money to switch over to shades and blinds that work on batteries and give you a great deal of peace of mind.
Well, the illustrations you have in your book, of which you have an abundant amount, you are really very, very much demonstrating how we can apply a lot of the things that you have discussed. You also show window treatments that are very, very easy to add. But I really like your suggestion about using like the bamboo shade, because bamboo is so hardy. It is absolutely amazing as a natural product. And what do you feel about bamboo floors? Because I have just heard nothing but raves from people that have put in that flooring.
Well, there are a couple of different options you can get in bamboo. And the thing to remember with bamboo is it's actually a grass. It's not a wood, just a very, very hard grass. And you want to be looking for bamboo flooring that offers the hardness rating you need for your home. So if you anticipate that you're going to have a lot of pets, a lot of cats, things that could scratch the floor, make sure you choose a bamboo product that comes with a hardy finish and is actually hard and durable enough for where you want to put it. Having said that, it's a great product. It's really affordable. It has a really unique patterned look to it. Some think it almost has like a tiger wood look to it because it's got a unique graining pattern. It's sustainable. It's green. It's readily available just about anywhere and really easy to install. If your budget is the primary factor in a decorating decision, it's a great choice.
You bring up lighting, and I loved what you said about your husband, that you don't use ceiling fixtures in your home because your husband is 6'5", and it's prevented a lot of trips to the ER.
And he's a really tall guy. That is true.
So let's talk about lighting for a moment, because often we don't even consider that until all of a sudden we realize we don't have what we need in lighting. How do we address that?
Well, I've got a motto, and it goes, nothing makes a modest room look more impressive than great lighting, and nothing makes an impressive room look more modest than bad lighting. It really can control where we focus our attention in a room. If you have an eyesore, like an old heating unit, or an ugly fireplace, or an awkward corner in a room that you can't change architecturally, just the way you change your lighting in the room can take your focus from that awkward view to something you really want to focus on in the room. And I'm a big believer in keeping your lighting in the ceiling or on the walls with sconces, and as little as possible on a table, because lampshades, especially with high wattage bulbs, the fabric breaks down. They're always crooked. They're constantly getting dirty. And let's face it, most table lamps don't give us the quality of lighting we want to highlight photographs on the wall or artwork or architectural features like a stone fireplace. A table lamp's not going to do that for you. And although we could take a whole show of yours, Donna, just talking about lighting, I think the important point is not to overlook it. There are hardwired built-in options like recessed lights, and there are really easy-to-install wall sconces or floor lighting that points up like those Hollywood lights that you can place behind furniture or behind a potted plant. Don't overlook it, because it's the lighting that adds the drama and focal point to a room. If you want to really notice something that you really put a lot of time into, spent a lot of money on, and has a lot of sentimental value to you, you're going to need the lighting to draw the eye to it, and you can't overlook it.
Well, as you can tell, Debbie has a lot of good suggestions. Her book is fabulous. And if you've got a slob in your house, I know you're not a slob, whoever's listening to this show. I know that that doesn't happen to you, but maybe you know somebody who is. Hey, Debbie's suggestions, you can't beat them. They're really good. Her book is a lot of fun to go through. She's got fabulous photography. It's called Slob Proof, Real Life Design Solutions. Everything from floors to windows. She's got a fabulous site, slobproof.com. How easy is that to remember? Slobproof.com. Debbie, we have got about 30 seconds. What message would you like to leave with my listeners?
None of this is really important. Enjoy your family. Don't worry about your house. The only one who cares how it looks is you.
Well, we all have listened to these wonderful words of wisdom, and this is a woman. She's got more kids than I've got dogs, so that's something that's really a statement. Debbie, it's been delightful having
you
as a
Donna.
Guest. It's been a pleasure. And again, her website is slobproof.com. Got a slob in your house? Get the book. It's really worth doing. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break. We're going to be back in just a moment. Again, my guest, Debbie Weiner, and that's spelled W-I-E-N-E-R, her book, Slob Proof, Real Life Design Solutions. We're going to be right back.
Do you want to lose weight, Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717. TTAP.com.
If you're searching for the perfect gift for a child, consider God's Kiss by Donna Sebo. That's right, Donna is not only a mental practitioner and psychic, she's an author as well. God's Kiss beckons all children and the young at heart to enter the dream world of a little traveler named Johnny. You can order your book today by sending a check or money order to Mrs. Sebo's Classics, Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. That's Post Office Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. If you'd like both the book and cassette, you pay $19.95 plus applicable tax and shipping charges. This is the book for your favorite child of any age. Donna Sebo's God's Kiss is about a child's sense of place in the world, and it's destined to be a children's classic. Order now. Call 800-872-8852. God's Kiss is written by Donna Sebo and illustrated by Ed Ged Rose. Buy it today. 800-872-8852.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo. Telephone lines are now open, and I know we've got a caller on the line, but before I go to that first caller, I want you to know that you can give me a call if you so desire. Here are the toll-free numbers to call in to, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Worldwide, 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Well, let's show you how it's done on the Donna Sebo Show. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Hi, Donna. My name is Joe. My initials are JP. I'm calling from White Plains, New York.
Well, thank you so much.
And my question to you is, my girlfriend has her house up for sale. I was wondering if you could tell me if she's going to get lucky and sell it this year.
All right, now you're sounding like you're 10 gazillion miles away, and I know you're over 3,000 miles away from where I am on the West Coast, but I want to be sure that I heard your question, Joe, and that is, you're asking about your girlfriend's condominium?
Yes, if she's going to sell her house.
If she's going to sell her house. I would say, yes, but it's going to be sort of slow. And the reason I think it's going to be a little slow is that there needs to be considered and how she wants to market this. Now, where is she living? Is she in New York City proper? Is she in White Plains? Where is she?
She's in White Plains.
All right. How big a place does she have? Joe, are you still with me?
I'm sorry, I started losing that time, Donna. I didn't hear you.
Okay. I was asking, how big is her place?
Oh, it's a three-bedroom, bath and a half home.
Okay, so it's a nice-sized home. It's really nice for a couple. Okay, what
yes,
I'm looking
yes.
at is she has to ask herself how she wants to market the house. Now, I know she might want to work with a realtor, which is always a good idea, but I also think she needs to investigate some options about reaching into New York City proper, because what I'm getting, and there might even be some interest from someone as far away as Boston. It's as if they want to be in the area, and they want to have not a real big place, but one that they can be very, very comfortable in. And I'm hearing a woman calling your girlfriend because of some kind of an ad. And I don't know what she's going to do or where she's going to place it, but I am seeing her place selling. And I do think it's going to take a little bit of time. So what she needs to do is really look at her house with a careful eye, and anything
okay.
that needs to be done to it, don't have a negative type of thinking. If something needs to be painted or if anything needs to be upgraded, she needs to make a list on everything, and as she can, go ahead and do what needs to be done. But it's going to take some time, but boy, I'd make sure that that place is in pristine condition. And if she can start packing up things that she really doesn't need and maybe look at where she can put things in storage, that's going to serve her well. But the house will sell. But it's a tough one for me to call because I'm looking at perhaps by the end of July or it could be October. So
okay.
I'm assuming it's for this year, but she needs to really give a critical eye to her living environment and ask herself what she can do that is, one, going to give a sense of spaciousness when someone would come in to view it inside the house, and that means getting rid of some of the stuff that she's got. If she wants to keep it in storage again for a while, that's fine. It's what's called staging. And so I think she should go to the library, pull up some information on staging, research it on the Internet. And I don't think there's going to be a problem selling it. I am concerned, though, that I see two people that may want to buy it, and two of them, actually I'm looking at five people that I think are going to be interested, but I'm looking at two of the five. They do not have the credit level that should be looked at for, they're just not going to be able to afford the house.
Right.
So
okay.
She needs to be very, very alert to the fact that a person's credit level needs to be checked carefully.
Terrific. You've given me some very good insight on this, and some of the things you hit were right on the head as far as getting rid of things. So that was very good. Thank you very much, Donna.
Oh, thank you for calling in, Joe. How did you learn about the show?
On the computer.
On the computer. Well, thanks so much. Tell your friends about the show, and I'm so delighted you called in.
Thank you very much. And have a wonderful day out there.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. This is Donna Sebo, and that's how simple it is. All you do is call one of these two numbers, 877-876-5227, or 888-815-9756.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs, to help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Do you have a group, organization, or club that would like to have an interesting and dynamic speaker? Then you're going to want to have Donna speak to your group. She motivates audiences towards personal empowerment, giving them tools for their personal and professional success. If you would like Donna Sebo to bring a presentation to your next event, call Delphi International at 253-582-5604. That's 253-582-5604.
Hi, this is Donna, and we are back here, and I wanted to let you know about a couple of things. Number one, apparently I've been giving out a wrong 800 number. The number you can call in worldwide is 888-815-9756, and the other number is not valid. I know we've got a caller. Quickly before I go to the caller, I want to let you know about two other shows I'm going to be doing coming up, and on the one is going to be right here on BBS, and that is going to be May the 18th. I'm going to be appearing with Katie Romero Stellar on Spiritual Hollywood. They've invited me to be a guest on their show, and I'm really looking forward to that. And then also, I am going to be on the, let me just get this quickly here, and caller, be patient with me. We'll go right to you in just a moment. On May the 12th, I'm going to be on Achieve Radio with Monique Chapman, and we're going to be talking about walking with spirit. So that is coming up. Also, I'll give you some information about my class that's coming up very, very soon. In fact, day after tomorrow. But meanwhile, let's go to our caller, and we will take that first name or initial, and where are you calling from? Hello.
Hello, Donna. I'm Linda, and I'm calling from Washington.
Where in Washington, Linda?
Up in Bellingham.
Well, so glad to hear from you. All right,
and it's a beautiful day.
Linda, at a tremendous amount of change that you are going through yourself that is going to cause you to really sit back and double check everything that you are doing so that you can really do what you have to do for you to get the results that you want, both economically as well as being able to do things what I call a professional, efficient manner. I'm really fascinated with how you as an individual are accomplishing these little baby steps of moving forward, and you feel like someone's put you into a brace. And I'm seeing these little itsy-bitsy images of baby feet. Steps, you know, the little tiny steps, and you're saying, I hate this. I want things to move faster. I'm going to say, relax. Don't worry about moving faster. You do not need to move faster. You are going to find that this process you're going through is working for you, not against you. It's working for you, not against you. So if you're patient with yourself, by the time the 1st of July comes around, you are going to find that you're going to be able to do things much more effectively, and the speed and the momentum is going to be picking up. And this is on all levels of your life, personal, professional, emotional, spiritual. There's just a lot of things that are going to pick up momentum. But these little tiny baby steps right now are very important for you, and as frustrating as it is, it will work well, if you're patient. Do you have a question for me today?
Well, is there something that I need to do or not do to help?
No, just do what you are working with. Pay attention to what you know you need to do. Let's say you were building a house, and here in Washington, we get all kinds of weird weather. So the house is supposed to be finished by the 1st of June, and it may not be finished until we get past the rainy season. And so you get so upset. So you take care of the little things that you take care of, and what you can do something about, you do. But the house cannot be finished until the weather is appropriate for certain work to be done. So that's a silly example, perhaps, but I think you get what I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, it just almost feels like non-action, you know, just you know, just in a learning mode, listening to the radio and internet programs. Do you see me moving to Oregon?
If you want to move to Oregon, you've got to think things through very carefully. It will be more expensive than what you're anticipating. Also, it's going to take more time than you anticipate to bring everything together in the harmonic that you would like to experience. So that is going to be important for you to be aware of. It's very important for you to know that. If you are aware of it, then that is something that you'll just work with it as you're able to do it, and then it'll fall into place.
Well, it feels nebulous to me. I can't put my finger on anything. I did want to work with permaculture people working with the plant kingdom, and I was wondering if I might find land that was tied to that.
You need to shop around. Were you wanting to buy the land in Oregon?
Well, that's where this one group of people, they are. And so is Washington still open, you know, a possibility?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You've got possibilities in Washington. You need to look at more than one particular aspect of this. You've got an idea and a concept that you're working with, and there are groups of people that you want to work with. But I would sit down with these individuals, and before you go and make an investment in a piece of land, look at what challenges they're experiencing, what laws that they are seeing that could affect whatever it is that you want to do relative to using the land that you acquire. And you need to check out some facts here so that you don't feel like you're between a rock and a hard space when you finally make your decision.
Right, and mostly I want to be around people that are thinking along the same lines, and it would be a separate piece of property. So Washington State, I've been looking here for so long, and are prices going to get better the longer I wait?
No. You're going to be dealing with areas. You need to look at the areas you want to be in. So you're not going to find that prices necessarily are going to get better. This actually is a very good cycle of buying right now. However, the property values are going to hold in a stable patterning in this state as well as in Oregon. And then they're going to go up. But you need to do your homework on this.
Yeah, I felt that intuitively. I'm just wondering if I should go ahead and contact maybe six different realtors and, you know, get a lot of feelers out. I've been working with one individual that seems to be holding me back.
Well, I don't think anybody's holding you back. There's nobody holding you back. The realtor can't hold you back. You have to be the explorer. Remember, this is your money. You're going to be able to do what you want with it. You're the one making the choices.
Mm-hmm.
One person is not holding you back.
You
can work with more than one individual. You don't have to stay with just one.
Right, I decided to move on.
Well, and that's probably a very good choice. Linda, I want to thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you for the input, Donna. I really appreciate it. Just,
you're more
you know,
than welcome.
I feel
welcome.
A little bit of a loss. And so I'll chew on that for a while. thank you so much.
Oh, that's great.
All right.
Don't forget, I've got my class down here in Tacoma, Washington. I know Bellingham is a bit of a difference, but it's going to be this Saturday. We're going to be talking about mind vision and how to power up your inner giant, working with change and designing a new future, and also developing intuitive abilities. So that's coming up this Saturday.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you're offering that.
Oh, very much so. And just keep it in mind. Of course, I know that you're busy on Saturday, so that's okay.
Yeah, that's right. I do. I have something going Saturday.
Absolutely. Well, thanks again for your call, Linda.
All right. Thank you, too. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. This is Donna Siebel. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. Again, our telephone number, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And I want to follow up with what I was saying about the class that I'm going to be doing here in Tacoma, Washington. Mind vision. I don't often have the opportunity to give a full-day workshop class. And when I do, I just so enjoy interacting with the people that come. If you're going to be in the Western Washington area this Saturday from 10 until 4, If you'd like to invest in yourself, then this is going to be a class I know that you will enjoy. And as I was mentioning to Linda, this is discovering the genius within. All of us have that within ourselves. We can empower ourselves to also make the changes we would like and design a future that is going to be meaningful to us. And in these times where change is the big C that all of us are experiencing, this is a good workshop to be a part of. Interactive will work with discovering what is really the passion of your life, how you can clarify your direction, and also we're going to spend some time on working on being aware of intuitive perception. So if you would like to be a part of the class, give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852, or you can call 253-381-3151. $95 for the class. It's being held at the Center for Spiritual Living, which is a historical building, 206 North J Street in Tacoma, Washington. It's $95, and that includes a lunch. So we would just be delighted to have you join us. We do have space available still for the class, so give me a call, 800-872-8852, if you have any questions about this activity I'm going to be doing this Saturday. Donna Siebel here. Give me a buzz if you would like to chat. 888-815-9756. History, history, history. Boy, it's something I just find so fascinating. I mean, whether it has to do with, you know, another country, with us, with food, anything. There's so much to be learned. How about sharks? I've got a little bit of detail after this caller that I'm going to be sharing with you. Hi, welcome to the show. First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
TG, I'm calling from Rybrook, New York.
Wonderful. I'm so glad that you've been able to get through on the show today. TG, when I'm looking at you, I think you are a woman who really likes to be nurturing with people. You really want to be able to see people make changes in their lives. And there's been, in your own life experience, so many different situations that you have been able to get through, and you're more than happy to share your wisdom with others. However, I would like for you to be okay with being totally selfish about yourself, because I really think you need to give yourself some tender, loving care. I'm feeling, as I'm focusing on you, as if you are very, very tired, that there is a fatigue that you just cannot seem to shake. I would like for you to really be good to yourself and allow yourself to have what I call quiet time. You're also very creative. You are an individual that loves to work with color, design, writing, art. You love beauty on so many different levels. And I think it is so important for you to be able to do exactly that, to be able to integrate into environments that are going to be supportive of that creative side of you. There are two individuals around you that I think are very draining. When you interact with them, they're either very close friends or family. I'm not able to discern which at this moment. But whenever you're around them, you come away just feeling depleted, and that needs to change. You need to be able to recognize that you don't have to give up your energy so that they feel better and you feel weaker. That's not appropriate. And there's a detachment that I'm seeing you developing that's going to give you that insulated cocoon, if you will, so that this doesn't happen to you anymore. But I'm a little bit concerned about you. I really want you to be good to yourself. I want you to take good care of yourself. And there's something about blood tests that need to be done that I think could answer a lot of questions. Who knows? Maybe it is, and I'm not trying to be a physician here, but you may need something like vitamin C. Not vitamin C, vitamin B. You might be deficient in B vitamins. Who knows? But I think it's a good idea to go in for a real good checkup, have those blood tests done, and let's find out what's going on with the body so that you can do something about it. Just because you get older doesn't mean you have to go through this nonsense. Do you have a question for me?
Yes, my son has his half on the market in Wilmington, North Carolina, and I wonder if he's going to be able to sell it by the summer, or should he wait?
I think it's going to be a tough sell. He's going to have a lot of interested people, but I think he has to be patient with this and make it okay. It's going to be a while. If he can rent it, that might be a better option for him. But it's his choice. Hon, I hate to tell you, but I'm out of time. I just looked at the clock, and I'm over time.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are welcome. This is Donna Sebo. My goodness, time goes by so quickly. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. We'll be here same time, same place tomorrow. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.